Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable. This episode, Motivational Mark describes depreciation and lays down a dangerous discourse on potence. Nerdy Wordy Wade mentions a titan of the sweet science, warns of tenacious tugging, and shatters Bob's ring. Bog-breaking Bob brings up the expired carnivorous chicken, wants to watch JP get thrashed, and Lord's low stakes peeing. From Geiger ghosts to belt batteries. Yes, it's time for power. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
I couldn't find my notebook, so I'm doing it in one of my watercolor books. So this is going to be not very expensive, but you know.
Comparatively expensive.
Not gonna lie, I thought it was a whiteboard at first. Like, man, you're really taking it up a notch.
Man, if I had a whiteboard, that'd be smart, but it'd be an impermanent record, and that would go against the bylaws.
It is, but it doesn't say it has to be all in one journal, so I think you're fine.
Yeah, probably.
Just don't lose those, because if you lose those...
Since when do we have bylaws?
We have a constitution, which is effectively the same as bylaws.
Yeah, what is a bylaw? What?
Do we treat it like the U.S. Constitution, just kind of throw it out on a whim?
I actually don't know for sure, but a bylaw effectively means it's in addition to, but in no way circumvents existing legally binding local, state, federal laws.
Okay, all right. I'm going to give you a point for bylaw knowledge.
Oh, we started?
We haven't even done the intro of the episode. I'm earning points here. Hell yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to Distractable. We are here adhering to the letter of the bylaws, which we now know what those are. Thank you for joining on this wonderful episode. It's going to be a great one, and I'm going to be your great host. And I'm sure that all of the injustice that has been rampaging through the subreddit for my losing streak is now turned into triumphant rejoicing.
But yeah, a lot of people definitely cared about your losing streak, Mark. Just as much or more if they care about Wade's.
They definitely didn't care when I appealed and threw my red flag.
They listened to that and they cared a lot.
Really feeling the love and feeling good to be back in the hot seat. And so that will bring me to today's topic, but I will circumnavigate that for a little bit and get to you guys, who are my lovely competitors on this amazing game show that we have. We have Bob.
Hello.
Yes, Bob comes in at 6 foot five, four and a half?
Four and three quarters.
Played football in high school. Got two concussions, as far as I know.
At least.
Was well known about playing the tuba, but God only knows the last time he touched the instrument.
You know what? There is a tuba in a closet. I don't remember the last time I touched it. It's been in its case, very, very, I assume, safe. It might be crushed into little bits. God knows. God knows, Mark.
And God only knows our other competitor, Wade, who did not play football in high school, but he did play basketball, and I believe that he did something else, but I just can't remember what it was.
Something about fucking dreams and nightmares. And
Yeah. He did a lot of fucking, and he comes in at 6 foot four and one quarter.
You're giving me a little bit there. I appreciate it. I'm just shocked. I 6'4".
We can round up for you and not round up for Bob.
Wait, what?
How are you guys?
I've been making some lifestyle changes. And you know what I forgot is I'm diabetic. And when you make lifestyle changes, often that involves eating less sugar, less carbs in general, whatever, really has an impact on your blood sugar. And I woke up at 3:30 in the morning last night, a little bit low on the blood sugar numbers, and had to go downstairs and panic eat some fruit because I was shivering and sweating and it was very unpleasant. So I feel really awful today and I need to not be so stupid, because it's really my own fault. It means I'm doing it right. It means I'm eating healthy enough that I took too much insulin and my blood sugar was too low.
Do you remember what your blood sugar was at reading-wise?
I actually didn't even take a reading. I woke up shivering and in the cold sweat and immediately knew. I was like, that's hypoglycemia. Better eat some fruit. And I ended up just having a little fruit snack and sitting for a minute. And it was 3:30 in the morning and the baby was asleep and it was a miracle. So I didn't want to ruin it. So I minimally took care of what I needed to and didn't actually check, but it's probably in the, like, not even that low, just relatively low for me, because diabetics, your number usually rides a little high, somewhere in the like high 130s, low 140s, if you're doing a good job. And it was mine probably dipped down so one teens, maybe under 110, but that's still like high for a normal person. It just doesn't feel good when you do that to yourself. So you pay attention, everybody, but only if you're diabetic.
If you're not diabetic, don't pay attention.
If you're not diabetic, you're fine. Shut up.
Wade, how is your mood doing, knowing that you're a full inch shorter than Bob?
Blood sugar, probably okay. Blood pressure, probably slightly elevated. Do you guys remember a certain noise I may have talked about? A nice every 6 minute
You talking about the Michigan hum or whatever it was?
It's my version. It's called the radon mitigation system, and it's back.
Was some kind of ghost ruining your radon system? What's going on?
I don't know, but it lasted a full, like, month and a half, and all of a sudden, every 6 minutes, well, right now it's like every 10 to 12, so it's not quite as severe.
I thought you had people come fix that and also paid them a lot of money, I assume.
And guess what phone call I'm making as soon as this episode ends?
I would love for you to get a Geiger counter. Do you know what a Geiger counter is?
Yes, I know what a Geiger counter is. I'm not a fool.
And some people may not know what a Geiger counter is, and we're not going to explain it because apparently everyone knows what a Geiger counter is. So if you're listening at home and you don't know what that is, that's a problem for you, idiot.
Hey, I've got friends that I had to teach what bipedal meant, and they acted like I was some snob for knowing it. They're like, who uses the term bipedal? Who knows what that means? And I was like, I thought everyone.
Yeah, why wouldn't? Anyway, we're not going to explain it either. For all of you who don't know it, we don't want to come off as a snob. So I'm going to give you a point for snobbery. But have you noticed any side effects? Are you, your eyes are a little red.
No, other than trying to fall asleep and being like, oh, peace and
I have to say, I didn't know radon systems could even be so loud. Every house I've lived in Ohio has had one. Never heard it make a noise my entire life.
Like once every 5 or 10 years, you're supposed to replace that fan. It's been a month.
Not a great sign. There must be something going on. You got like squirrels in your radon tubes?
So I found out, I don't know if I told you guys, the fan is actually not even on the inside. So they've got like the system, the tubes and stuff inside that go like down into like the, I don't know if it's like just a hole in the basement or what it is, but basically all the radon supposed to collect down there, then the fan will turn, suck it out, and shoot it through a tube and get it out of your house. So the fan is connected to a pipe that's outside, but for some reason, when that fan is going bad, it shakes the whole house. And it's not even that big. It's like a container that's like yay big, that's the fan that somehow rattles the whole house.
I've got a solution for you. You go to Target, you get a box fan. Shove that bad boy up against that thing, duct tape it in place, run it at max speed, problem solved.
Box fans are good for everything, man. Making beef jerky, getting rid of radon, all kinds of stuff.
I actually used a box fan back before I didn't know how overclocking worked, and I opened the side of my computer and shoved a box fan inside, and then proceeded to promptly fry my graphics card into oblivion.
No, you're supposed to use water cooler. Use one of those fans that sprays water.
What you want to do is fill the bathtub up, and then you just dip it in there. That'll keep it cool.
Absolutely. So box fans, very versatile. Ignore what I said about blowing up my graphics card. It'll save your life.
It wasn't the box fan's fault. If you had done it right, the box fan would have been your exactly correct solution to your problem.
Get an ice tray, put strings in each individual ice cube slot, fill it with water, put it in the freezer, take them out, hang the ice cubes, put the box fan behind it so it's blowing the frozen air at your computer.
Yeah, cut it all out of the process. Get one of those restaurant misters or the ones they have in Las Vegas on the strip, put that right up against your computer, blast it.
Get one of those little like nighttime heaters when you sit outside to stay warm, but just put it in reverse. That way it's a colder.
Install it upside down. I like Mark's idea though, because then you can get like the Rainforest Cafe soundtrack, and so when the when the mist turns on, you just hear in the ditches, you're like it's aesthetic then.
That's pretty good. Do I get one of the gorilla animatronics that gets scared every time the lightning happens?
You have to have a bird of some, like a parrot or something, up in the corner that just jerkily turns its head and goes ka-ka!
I don't think any of this will fix my radon fan, but they're great ideas.
What are you talking about? All of these will fix them individually.
Yeah, this is one entire solution to your radon problem. You just need to go and rob a Rainforest Cafe, I guess. How else do you get those?
I think that they're going out of business, so there probably is going to be a fire sale, or was. I have no idea, actually.
They're going out of business? But Eddie Burback and his friend went to every single one. How could they possibly not go and stay in business?
I mean, maybe that did spike business because after after that, we did go to Rainforest Cafe, and that was a fun excursion.
What if that was sponsored? What if restaurants did that? Like, hey, we'll sponsor you. Make a video where you go to every Fuddruckers in Ohio.
Wait, we had a Rainforest Cafe in Cincinnati in the late 90s?
If they paid for the food, too, that would be... Oh, man.
I ate at the one that was in Anaheim, and it was good. Like, I had no problems.
You want to know something very boring that I just remembered that I remembered about? You were talking about tax season earlier, and I know this is not a big deal for everybody listening at home, but some of you are of age to start paying taxes. And if you have to question whether you are of age to start paying taxes, boy, you should really figure that out, and soon, because the government knows. And yes, it's a whole meme that the government knows exactly how much you should pay, but you need to file your own taxes and calculate how much you should pay because of lobbyist companies about tax filing services make a profit off of. I just had a weird flashback to my college days, and I don't remember many of the courses that I took, because as a biomedical engineering major, I took a lot of very different courses, and some electives got, like, my brain rolls them together. But one of them was a business class, and I just remembered about tax depreciation. Do you guys know how tax depreciation works?
You mean like asset depreciation that you file on your taxes? I know what that is, but I don't know the specifics very much.
So I had this realization because I was talking to my accountant for tax season, and they wanted a list of all of my equipment. Right?
Your backhoes, trucks.
That's why you're collecting lenses. It's all coming to fruition.
I mean, that too. Yeah, all that is part of it, because, you know, a lot of them are business expenses. But I was talking to him, and I was like, man, I thought it was just a business expense. You know, you take that and you deduct the business expenses. Like, no. Also, if you've had equipment for a long period of time, it depreciates over time. And that is a calculable tax deductible depreciation of an asset, specifically like a computer or a camera a year down the road. It's not as valuable, literally, because reselling it, you know, the technology improves and stuff like that. And this is how rental car companies get away with a lot of tax deductions, is they buy a new fleet of car, they depreciate, their entire fleet depreciates, and then they deduct the taxes. It's not necessarily a loophole, but it can be exploited. Just a word wise for everyone out there who runs their own business, depreciation, that's a thing. God, this is the most boring thing. Delete all of this. Put MLG sound effects behind.
No, leave it in.
I'm the judge. Leave it in, but put crazy MLG compilation music and crowd going, oh, tax depreciation. Ooh. God, man.
Can we just take a moment to pause and say, I don't know if it's different now than it was. Why the hell did they not teach us in high school in America how the shit to do taxes? Because did you guys learn that in high school?
No, even with a program like...
The first summer I worked, at one point, my dad or my mom or someone was like, hey, it's tax time. And I was like, yeah, you pay those, right?
The closest we got was like eighth grade learning to... Maybe it was probably like sixth grade learning to balance a checkbook was probably the closest thing.
That is not how... That's not associated with taxes in any meaningful way.
I know. And I've never had to balance a checkbook either, but that was the closest I learned to it.
If we could teach us about that a little bit more, learn about taxes, kids, for the love of God, especially if you're going to do, be like a content creator or anything where you run your own business, because it's way worse if you don't get a W-2.
Yeah. And also, please don't take my random statements as, oh, I can deduct the value of everything again. No, that's not what I meant.
I'm going to depreciate my spleen. How much is a spleen worth?
My body depreciates. I mean, that's a good point, maybe. But no, it's not a good point, actually. Don't take any of that. We don't know what we're talking about, because we're not tax professionals. Oh, I didn't even know about this.
It's a joke. It's a joke is what that is, Mark.
I gave myself -1 point for a boring deduction. Is that all the small talk we have for today?
Huh?
Is that a yes? No?
That's just what I hear in my dreams when I'm awake.
I feel like you're just lying about that just to have everyone offer you more pity.
Hey, Bob, you're here. You want to come over? You can experience it.
I do want to come over. You haven't invited me over a single time.
Come on.
Kind of doing a thing. Maybe next time. Maybe next time, buddy.
Yeah, maybe after my boring ass episode is over with.
Oh, I forgot you were even hosting. This was so boring.
Oh, that was what I was going to bring up. This is also sad. Did you guys see Rooster Teeth going?
Yeah, I did see that. Man, 21 years. That does seem kind of crazy for an internet media company to have been around that long. But I guess when I think about it, yeah, those Red versus Blue episodes were coming out when we were in...
like middle school, I think. Eighth grade, I think. I remember being at a sleepover at a guy's house in eighth grade because he lived right by the school. So we walked over there. We did a sleepover. We played. We had like Xbox LAN party. And somebody was like, guys, I torrented Red versus Blue. Do you want to watch it? And that was the first time I had ever seen it. And that was like 2003, I want to say, or something.
That's why they're going out of business, Torrent.
No, the piracy is just out of hand. Everybody's on LimeWire.
Well, actually, there is a rise in torrenting again because, and we all knew it was happening, but all the streaming services are just turning into what cable once was, and no one can keep up 20 different subscriptions.
People are just lazy. You only need about 15 streaming services to watch everything.
How hard is it to just pay several hundred dollars a month so you would never miss a single show? You have the whim, you just have to make sure you're subscribed to that specific streaming service.
Yeah, fucking idiot. I'm deducting another point for myself for cursing at the audience. Man, I'm on a bad streak today.
Wait, I got one more thing. Coming to Netflix, Mike Tyson is back in the ring fighting Jake Paul. You guys see that?
No, is that real?
I mean, I'm assuming since it's on Netflix, it's not going to be just a normal live fight, but who knows? But yes, Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul is a thing.
I'm not a particular boxing or fighting sport fan or anything, and Mike Tyson is a very interesting character, but I've watched some of his fights, and that dude has had, maybe still has, just like a superhuman punch. And man, does the idea of him landing one of those bad boys square in the face of Jake Paul sound like a thing I might watch just to see if it happens. Even post prime Tyson, when he was fighting, but it was like after his peak, he's scary. Like boxers, all boxers, it's like, wow, they punch so hard. Oh my God. But like Tyson's just like, we're hit different. I don't know a single thing about boxing. It's just the look of it. The way he punched looked ridiculous. And if he has even a fraction of that, it's not good for Jake Paul's face.
Yeah, I think it's his punches are of such power that it makes the camera shake from the distance. So it goes, wham! And the camera goes, cool. I think because the camera guy goes like, ooh.
He has an Avengers landing, but it's when his fist hits.
Every landed punch, every camera guy is always just like, the whole tripod shakes a little.
But yes, according to a Netflix, at Netflix UK, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson's really happening in a live boxing event at AT&T Stadium on July 20th.
Is it just on Netflix? I don't know if this says anything. Is it just on Netflix or is it like a pay-per-view through Netflix? Because that sort of thing, usually you have to...
It just says live on Netflix, AT&T Stadium, Arlington, Texas. That's all I see on this post.
I feel like Netflix doesn't do pay-per-views, so that's an interesting move. Most of those fights is like, oh, pay it for $20 to watch it on thefote.com or whatever, like some website like that. I don't...
Yeah, maybe they will have like... Because they probably want to find new ways to get more money, so why not having ticketed events inside of Netflix as a platform might be an incentive.
You pay to be on Netflix, and then you pay to get into Netflix. That's how they get you.
This kind of feels like, I don't know if you remember, we had a teacher, Mark, in our high school who wrestled a bear.
What?
But like the bear, they had a muzzle on and they put something over its paws where it couldn't claw. That's kind of what this feels like, is like Mike Tyson at 57. Like maybe he can still fight, but he's not going to be Mike Tyson at like 30, right? Like there's no way he can fight as well as he did in his prime. This feels like you're taking the grizzly bear versus person fight, but now the grizzly bear is 57. And
I wouldn't say as much, because there's a saying that's like the last thing a man loses is his strength. And that's kind of true. And if you've seen videos of Mike Tyson training, even in the past few years, it's still terrifying.
Oh, I wouldn't fight him. I mean, I agree. He's probably a great fighter, but like against a prime boxing fighter?
I don't know. Jake Paul gets to be kind of a prime boxing fighter. I feel like I don't watch his fights.
He's in his prime. What if his prime is that good? I don't know, but he's in his prime.
Is it the general boxing world consensus after most of his fights? I don't watch the fights, but I hear when people talk about it after the fact. Aren't most of the boxing people generally like, he's not a boxer though. He's just out there like he's a kid and he's punching, but he's not boxing. You know, like
I feel weird even bringing it up because like I avoid the kind of the Pauls by the plague with all the things you hear, but like, I don't watch boxing either, so I don't know. I have no idea what's said.
I actually do follow a bit of boxing, and I will say this. It is definitely true that he is not of the level of professional boxers. That being said, he takes boxing very seriously and has progressed.
He looks jacked.
He is in conditioning wise, you can't question it. He, like, as a human in an athletic sense, like, conditioning is obviously there because most people can condition and get there. But what the difference is like, even with, say, for example, he's been boxing for 5 years. 5 years of intense boxing training will get you fairly good. That's an entire round of a high schooler doing a sport. So that's the equivalent, right? Well, four years. Yeah. But imagine like a high school level athlete who did 1 year in junior high. They did it and they're like at the top of their game for a high schooler. And when a high schooler graduates, they're of roughly like the right size. Not that he's a high schooler, but that's the equivalent amount of time. Mike Tyson's been boxing for 35 years, maybe 40.
Probably almost 40, right? It's been a while.
It takes 10,000 hours to become a master at something. And then you can still get better at it, or it can become so instinctual. You know, 10,000 hours is just like a rough rule.
I just feel like his like dodging and weaving wouldn't be quite as good. Maybe he can take the hits, but
it doesn't need to dodge and weave when he can punch exactly where he wants to punch with the amount of power that he wants.
I've never watched a Mike Tyson fight. I've seen highlights, right? But I've never like watched a full fight, which I know a lot of them were short because he could one punch wonder, but like,
it's very fair to say that he's older, so he's gonna be slower, and you can assume he's not gonna be as strong as he was at his absolute peak. But like, I think Mark's point, and this is a thing that's hard to comprehend, and this is the thing I feel like I don't know about boxing, the actual like art of the sport of boxing is not really about how fast you are, how hard you can punch. Clearly you need to be at peak physical form to be the best boxer in the world, because the other boxers are also at peak physical form. But it's a mentality thing, and it's like a I don't even know the word to describe it. It's like a wisdom thing, right? He doesn't need to be fast enough to dodge reactionarily. He needs to know what Jake Paul is going to do, which he will if he's a good boxer still, and he'll know what to do instinctively before Jake Paul is even doing anything. He'll be like, oh, he's gonna, you know, look at his feet, he's doing this, look at his hips, he's doing this. He knows where he needs to be, he knows where the openings are. That's the thing that Tyson has, no matter how old he is or how much slower he might be, he still has all of his years of that, like, fight knowledge, right?
What's your wingspan, Wade, roughly? Is it about the same as your height, you know, like 6'4"-ish?
I think it's just a little bit longer than my height, so it's probably like 6'5", 6'6".
The other opponent is going to know exactly how long Jake Paul's reach is. Like, Mike Tyson will know, but it's not just about the knowledge. He knows exactly how far away he needs to be to never be hit by him. So you don't need to dodge if you know he's not going to hit you, both from what he's doing, and also you position yourself and you dance around your opponent enough so you're always out of range and only move in to attack. That way, that's called like controlling the fight, is you have them trying to gain the advantage and you maintain defensively from having that distance established, and then having the routes open up for you to go in where you want to go in.
Or you just catch him. If you're forcing them to come at you, but Tyson, I think Tyson's counterpunching was one of his strongest suits, because he was a shorter guy. He was almost always outmatched height and reach wise by some of the biggest guys, toughest guys he fought. But that wasn't a problem because he could catch them when he would stay out of their range and force them to come to him. And then he would absolutely fucking destroy them when they got too close.
I realize I need to make a Reddit account after this, because if there's a Mike Tyson, Jake Paul subreddit, and I can be one of the people to comment, hey, this is just from the plot of that movie, Rocky Balboa, where he fights the prime fighter when he's older, I can finally be that person that comments that.
Would that be personally satisfying for you?
After how many times I've gotten it? Like, the one thing the subreddit's good at getting me for is stealing the plots of movies.
Point being, I think Mike Tyson will absolutely pound Jake Paul in a way that might be nothing, but might be very interesting to watch.
Let's be perfectly honest. It's a match to make money. At the end of the day, we know that's what it is, so no one's going to get brain damage. However, if it was like super legit fight, like for the title or something like that, I know for certain that Mike Tyson can take a punch from Jake Paul. I do not think Jake Paul can take a punch from Mike Tyson.
I don't know. I don't know the last time Mike Tyson was in a real fight. Like, I don't know how long it's been.
He punched that guy on that airplane pretty good, but I don't think that counts very much for anything.
Didn't Floyd Mayweather fight somebody recently? Was it also one of the Pauls?
Didn't he fight Logan Paul or something? And
it was one of those, if you watch the fight, there's a moment where, you know, Floyd hits Logan a little harder than probably they planned. And, you know, like, and, you know, in a normal fight.
Are you saying fights are fixed?
No, but you can agree as an exhibition match to be like, we're not going to try to kill each other. You know, with instinct in boxing, you can hit really hard in exactly where you want, which if you hit in the right target, you can do a brain whiplash real easy. And he hit him really good. And Logan was, woo, you know, and then Floyd backed off and did not continue attacking, which is, if it was a real fight, not an exhibition, it would have been that way. So I expect the same for this fight.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So we talked around the topic a lot. I think you guys are going to understand where I'm coming from when I'm going to bring up my one-word topic.
Ooh.
I've been excited to do this because I'm going to give you guys one word that has many definitions, many of which we've talked about here, and then I'm going to let you launch into a discussion, and I'm going to have to wrestle control back every once in a while because you're going to be so inundated with conversational power. Did I say power? That's the word! Go!
Oh. It reminds me of Power Rangers. Remember Power Rangers as a kid? I loved watching Power Rangers, like in the 90s.
Giving you a nerd point, but I'm making it very clear that you're a big nerd, like in Power Rangers. Nerd.
Wow, I was almost going to say that I hated Power Rangers, but I was afraid that would be too controversial.
Are you saying it?
I hate Power Rangers.
All right, yeah.
Oh, he's going to get a cool point?
I'd rather have a cool point. I'd rather have no points and be cool than have any nerd points.
Nah, I gave you a hate point.
Good. I hate that. I hate everything. More.
You're only going to get 1 point for hating.
I'm full of hate.
Yeah, you still get one.
So we're talking about power, huh? Power's an interesting thing.
That's why my computer's turned on. It's got power. Electricity, probably a definition of power.
That's good. I'll give you that.
You know what power makes me think of and a thing that I'm obsessed about right now? Power wheels.
This is the little racing cars?
It's like the cars that like little kids can sit in.
Oh, the drivable ones. I was thinking of Hot Wheels, right?
No, yeah, not Hot Wheels, Power Wheels. It's like a little Jeep or something that little kids can sit in and drive around the yard. I was never allowed to have Power Wheels as a kid, and I don't want to spoil James, but man, do I want him to be old enough to have a Power Wheels. I'm in this part, the TikTok update, there were people on the subreddit saying they missed TikTok updates. TikTok update, kind of. I'm in this part of TikTok where there's all these dads who are customizing their Power Wheels for their kids, because most Power Wheels are 6-volt, based on 6-volt battery systems, but if you put a 12-volt battery in there, you double the power. You might fry the engine or the electric motor, but it goes twice as fast-ish. It goes faster. And you can do, and there are guys who like add a trailer so their kids can like tow, you know, a little fake motorcycle or tow like yard waste or all this stuff. There was one where I saw a guy put like a backhoe type thing on the front so you could like rake leaves, but use your Power Wheels. All kinds of stuff.
I'm giving you a point for child labor.
Yeah.
My grandpa lived in a community, like there was one road that got up to like the neighborhood he lived in, and that road also like ended in water, so like you could like put your boat in. So like this whole community only had like one way in, kind of like one way out, and everybody, instead of driving around cars, decided to get golf carts. And the same thing that you're talking about for the Power Wheels for Kids happened in the golf cart community, where people always had to have like their custom golf cart, and everyone was trying to one-up each other with their golf carts and what their golf carts could do and how their golf carts looked. And I just wonder how many different communities have that same kind of competition going. The Power Wheel Kids, like with your backhoe, your trailer, your sidecar.
Well, and you can wrap it. So you can, you know, like vinyl that you wrap your car with, you could wrap the Power Wheels and change the aesthetics of it.
Can we get an amphibious Power Wheel so it can like go into the water to become a boat?
Wade, you're talking a little bit about the electric bike community as well, because that is a natural extension of what Power Wheels were. When you become an adult, you can get a sweet electric bike.
Dude, e-bikes, you know what I figured out last riding season on my e-bike? It's limited, right? It's a 750 watt motor, and it's limited to 20 miles an hour, but you can change the size of the wheel in the computer. So I have the biggest one because I'm big, and if you tell it you have a smaller wheel, it actually goes, it changes the accuracy of the speedometer, and it will go faster because it thinks it's trying to power a small, anyway, I may have played with those settings, and I may have found a new top speed for my e-bike.
I do love that you tinker with your vehicles, because I do not do anything at all. But I got to shout out Super 73 again, because I meant to say this many when I actually got it, but they gave me a custom electric bike with dual batteries. It is one of maybe the only, but...
And I'm sure the ones for me and Wade are in shipping.
Yep. Nope. No, not at all. Anyway, thank you, Super 73, for the dual battery electric bike.
Wait, so what kind of range does that have? Like, what, like 100 miles or something?
The other one, when I actually, the last time that I took the long, long journey was to be on the Logan Paul podcast. So curse both of you for besmirching the Paul name. And also, it made it about, I did a small charging stop. I rode down to Corridor, which was 17 miles away. Then I took a little charging stop, didn't get up to full. It was another 13 miles over to that podcast studio. And then it was, you know, about 20-something-ish back. I didn't make it back. I was about a mile away. Range is pretty, that was one battery.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so the dual battery has about twice the range.
It's almost nice enough here to get the e-bikes back out. I got to get them tuned up. Got to get a child seat or trailer or something so we can take James out.
You know, they do. Super 73 does make a kid's electric bike.
Yeah, I don't think he's quite there yet, but maybe someday.
Just skip straight to a motorcycle.
We're still working on walking without dying.
You know what they say, you got to ride before you can run.
Got to race before you die.
Race you to the grave.
Kudos to Pluto's.
All right, I'll give you a callback point. All right. More.
Well, what gives you more power? Influence or money, that kind of thing? Or just like political power?
Chase that thought. Chase it down. You're the wolf. It's the gazelle. This is a bad... Those aren't animals that would chase each other.
We want power because we need control. We need control because we want things done our way, because we think we're always right.
Yeah,
it keep comes going. Down yeah. to our inner self and our need for power because of things that happened. We felt powerless, so now we need to control everyone else.
Let's just chase something else. Go a different path. You don't want the antelope.
Ooh, a boat. Bakir is on it.
Yeah, go for the boat.
Okay. I got it. Sorry, I was on that one.
Man, I respect the honesty of where that just went.
I mean, most people, they're the wolf chasing. They never get it. Man, Wade just fucking got it. Like, shit.
I did.
I captured it immediately.
I did read that people with aphantasia sometimes actually have better memories than those with imaginative ones.
Let's just get less to remember.
I have more details to remember, okay, judgy pants?
I didn't mean it as mean, but I guess it sounded mean.
Oh, no, sorry. Reduced. Poor autobiographical memory. Sorry. Meant that to be a buildup of you.
Man, we're just piling on Bob today for no reason.
Didn't I bring that up? It's people with aphantasia commonly also have AFAM. I forget what it means, but it means you have a bad autobiographical memory.
Sometimes I get on the case of, you know, people on the subreddit or something being like, you're completely remembering the opposite of what was true. I just did that exact same thing. So we're not so different after all, everyone. Except for Bob, he's different.
I'm built different. I'm on TikTok too much. That's what I am. Speaking of power and TikTok, there's a guy on TikTok. He does grip strength. He's like a bodybuilder. He looks absolutely ripped. His crazy muscles and the veiny skin and whatever. He's the whole nine yards. He looks like a bodybuilder. But he has this, I think it's custom-made grip strength trainer that's literally like
the size of like a football, and it's all metal, and it has like 6 or 7 springs. It's like a big, you know, carabiner looking thing, and there's a squeezy part.
I think he says it's like 1200 pounds grip strength trainer.
What does he need to grip?
He's just doing it because he wants to have a strong grip. I don't know, but he does. He's on like a quest to do the full, all of the springs, full weight. And he just posts videos where he's like, all right, warming up with a 40 pound, and he's like 80 pound, 100 pound. And he's just like, oh, this is nothing. But then he gets to the big grip, the death grip trainer thing. And it's just like,
he better be careful. I can imagine if you get your grip so strong where you can like just squeeze 1200 pounds, you go to masturbate one time and you got a slinky down there.
It's not an on-off switch, Wade. There's gradation to the amount of grip I think he can apply, even though he is so strong.
You go to honk a boob the wrong way, you're popping it, man. I'm just saying you got to be careful with that grip strength.
I'm going to give you one honk point. Honk pop.
Go to shake someone's hand and you just crush their bones?
No, that's when you want the grip strength, though. That's just a power play.
Bob, I'm going to give you a point for that, because that's what it's about. It's about handshake power.
If you want to win the handshake, because every handshake is basically a battle to the death, what you got to do is get yours out quick, cut them off at the pass, so you grab their fingers before they're all the way in, and you cut off their strength, and then you squeeze, and also you pull them into you close, and you pull and you do like a double hand, so that it's as physically uncomfortable and hopefully painful for them as possible. And that's how you win the handshake.
See, I always like a little bit of shake foreplay before I go all in with the hard squeeze. But some people are just like, they squeeze.
You just caress your fingers in on the way in. Yeah, I get you. Okay, I don't want to give you a point for that, so I won't, Wade.
Is that just an alpha male thing? Because I've had plenty of guys do that to me, and it's obnoxious.
It's absurd, because what's your objective, right? Isn't it supposed to be a sign of mutual respect? And if someone grabs me by the finger, I've never actually had anyone do this to me, but if they go like this and then try to pull me in, I'll just go with it. They want a hug, apparently, so I'll just like, bonk.
Dude, that would be such a 180. Some macho man goes in for the headshake and like cuts you off and tries to pull you, and you're just like, ooh, and you kiss him on the cheek and give him a hug. You're like, oh, I didn't realize you were European. That would scare the macho alpha male so deeply that I'm pretty sure they would just flee from the interaction at that point.
Since I'm a certifiable Sigma male, according to that one test on the internet, that's the official Sigma male move. If that happens to you with an alpha, throw your Sigma smooch at him. I'm giving myself a point for that. I like that. Sigma smooch. Yeah, that's right. I'm doing it.
I don't know if this is good or bad, but yesterday we had to have toilets fixed. Two toilets fixed.
Oh, that's right. You blame me for that.
Yeah, one of them, it turns out, was broken, and one of them was just the wax seal was just old, and it just had failed eventually, because they do that. So we had a plumber over to fix the one, because it needed like a new flange or something, and something I didn't really know how to do, and so I hired a guy to do it. And it was upstairs, and we were downstairs, Mandy and I and Rand and the baby were downstairs eating lunch, hanging out, and he was upstairs, like, you know when there's like a person doing work in the distance, and you can just hear like, like the sound of, you know, things happening. We're sitting there, and out of nowhere, completely unprompted, Mandy kind of looks around and is like, huh, I forgot you were down here. For a second, in the back of my mind, I was like, oh my god, Bob's really giving it to that toilet. So I have mixed feelings about what that means specifically, but I feel like that shows that Mandy thinks I have a lot of power in the bathroom.
Well, you did break two toilets, so maybe you do.
You broke them!
Yours?
Yes, you are responsible for breaking all things related to plumbing and water. Your drowned man ghost reverberated through the space-time continuum and shattered my wax rings.
Man, that's such poetic. That'd be good poetry.
Oh, pee-pee, poetry point.
Poop poetry.
Yeah, there's one thing I'm known for, it's shit poetry.
But wait, that is how fluid dynamics works. It's how hydraulic pressure works. If you, like a brake pedal, you press on a small area, it applies to the entire area. That's fluid dynamics. It's just the amount of distance that it'll travel. So if your poop is sufficiently powerful enough to send a shockwave through the septic system, then yes, absolutely it would. But that's assuming the septic system is watertight and completely full, because water is incompressible.
Yeah, science.
Science. I'll give you a point if you know what incompressible means.
Well, it means because whenever you freeze water, it expands, it doesn't shrink, so you can't really compress water further down, because it either becomes gaseous or it becomes ice and expands in both cases.
That's not what that means at all.
That's not what that means at all. I mean, you're right, but about a completely different thing. All right, so we've got a lot of power here. We got a lot of stuff going on. There's plenty of other definitions for power, though, if you guys got any.
Superpowers!
We already did that one.
Yeah, but it's still power-related, so I'm bringing it up.
You're talking about Power Rangers again?
No, Power Rangers didn't have superpowers. They were just Power Rangers.
I think it depends what exactly you mean by superpowers, because if you're going to hold that ground, Wade, does Batman have superpowers?
No, I wouldn't say Batman has superpowers. He just has super money.
But is he a superhero?
I feel like that term misapplies, because yes, he's a hero, but his superness comes from his wealth and technology. It's kind of like Iron Man. Iron Man by himself is like his superpower, kind of like his brain and intelligence. He's very smart, but like he's smart in a way that someone else could match. Whereas like if you're born and you could turn into the Incredible Hulk because of some potion and no one else can do it, that's kind of a unique superpower.
I mean, couldn't you just make more Incredible Hulks if you just exposed more people to the gamma radiation in the correct way? Like,
no, apparently it was something deeper than that. Look, I don't know too much about the Hulk, but I think it was like it connected him to some other I don't know. It's not just gamma radiation, I think. But let's clarify. Batman is not normal, right?
He has the super ability to take an ass kicking and not die, which is something.
Yeah, he's been punched by like Superman and like whoever the other guy is that's a big bad villain.
Well, his superpower is plot armor.
Superman, Duperman, all the men.
He can also just disappear. And that's actually like he's done that to people with like superpowers of ability to perceive. Like
have you ever seen the videos of like Michael Myers or Batman, whatever it shows like them on camera running away to hide? It'll like show them walking menacingly, and then like the person will look away and you'll see them go like
No, I have not seen that, but that sounds very funny.
They just know their power is they know when someone's about to turn their head so they can hoof it behind a tree.
Okay, so is Batman a superhero for that or no? Is that?
I mean, I feel like he is, right? That's the whole thing.
Or does he have superpowers? That's the question. He's a superhero for sure, because he's probably, like, I believe that's more just a qualification for elite echelon of hero types, but superpowers.
I don't know the technical definition of a superpower, but I would say you can have a power that is a regular human power, and it is super because of the amount of it or the type of it that you have. And I would say that Batman's superpowers are pretty above, like, not in a superhuman in the Superman way, but like superhuman compared to normal humans type strength, and also like superhuman bravery, superhuman, I don't know, science, buying money, I guess. He's just really rich.
Every search I'm getting says Batman does not possess any superpowers, instead relying on intellect, fighting skills, and wealth.
But he fights people that are super, and he wins, and also just doesn't die when they do stuff to him, which I feel like is bull.
Because of his near genius level intellect and martial arts training.
He's not a genius, he just buys shit. If anyone's a genius, isn't Fox a genius in his orbit? The guy who makes all the magical science shit for him?
I know people in power scaling, like in another power thing for like death battle and whatnot, they always take it like at their highest power in whatever fiction, which leads to so many problems, because then it's just like people can write whatever they want and they have to take that into account. But he's also made some pretty bonehead decisions, so I feel like if you have to take them at their smartest, you have to take them at their dumbest too, like, and then find the average in between them, you know. I feel like that's where power scaling should be.
Well, he's really dumb. He let his parents die right in front of him. What an idiot.
What an idiot.
Could have used his superpowers then.
You're the cop after his parents. You grab all the shoulder. You're just like, why didn't you stop it?
You saw a guy walking up to you in a dark alley. World's greatest detective couldn't figure out what he was up to, did you?
All right, what else?
Power tools. That's the thought. That's as far as it went.
Is it bringing back Ryo? Is Ryobi Days coming back around again?
Oh, wait, isn't it? Wait, when is Ryobi Days? Because I
think it's in the summer day. I don't think Ryobi Days. Where are we?
You know, I found Ryobi on TikTok. They have all kinds of fun stuff on TikTok.
Wow.
Did you know there's a Ryobi refrigerator?
Oh, they made a refrigerator?
It's powered by Ryobi One Plus lithium ion batteries.
I don't like that. Can editors put a different sound? Whoa! Fuck. Oh, you can get a belt battery, which is something that I've actually wanted to have for camera equipment. Because
it'll take itself off when you have to pee.
Oh, I get where he's going with that. But also, you don't need to take your belt off when you have to pee. That's what the fly is for.
You have to unbutton. You have to do the whole works.
You don't have to unbutton either. I think you're doing the fly wrong. I got to be honest.
Do you go to the urinal and you unbutton, drop your pants to the floor?
Take your pants down like a third grader.
Boom.
I don't know. I don't use public restrooms very often, ever since the incident. We were at a convention and a fan ran up to me. Like, I was standing at the urinal and a fan ran up with his phone out, like, can I get a photo? And I was just in the middle of taking a piss and felt completely vulnerable. Because it was one of those bathrooms that didn't have, like, the walls or anything. It was just, like, the urinals are side by side. And I was just like, oh, can you wait a second? And I don't know, that like stuck with me. So now, like, I just hate peeing. And I always hated using public restrooms because, one, men's rooms are always gross, even when they're clean. You never know when you're walking up to the urinal if it's wet because it was just cleaned or if it's wet because you're about to put your shoe down and never get it back.
It's never the first one.
I just feel like that takes the pressure off. You could walk into a public men's restroom anywhere in America and just piss anywhere you want and you would never even get caught. Like, no one would know.
I will say, I was at the stadium downtown, the LA Staples Center, and I've been to very few sporting events, but most of the time when you go into the bathroom at a sporting event, it's a trough. People don't know about this. For some men's restrooms, it's literally a trough with ice in it.
Some are drinking, some are peeing. You never know what you're going to get.
None are drinking. None of them are drinking.
The one at the Staples Center was actually the cleanest, nicest bathroom I've been in a long time. The only bathroom that was possibly better was at like some casino in Las Vegas.
Did it have the padded fork you could put your dick on to pee into the trough so you'd have to hold it?
Is that what you need? Is that the burden you bear? Is that
what nice bathrooms have? Dick crutches?
I imagine rich people, they don't even have it built in. They have a person that comes in with like a little like stick with the padded fork and they hold it for you.
That guy who stands by the door, he gives you a towel, he spritzes you with cologne and he inserts your dick crutch so you could pee.
But, you know, you only the people with larger sizes get that restroom. You know, there's like the all gender restroom, you know, the family restroom, the big dick restroom. You know, you need it. You know, you just can't lift that yourself. I get you. I know about that restroom, right, Bob? We know.
He comes in, he's got the big hook or the little hook. How we get to bathrooms? I don't remember how we got to bathrooms.
Belt, right. I was going to say there's a surplus in cost for like everything film equipment. It's the Hollywood tax. Everything costs more. And there's these things that are battery belts where you put camera batteries on them. You can run power out. I bet I could modify this thing to run for cameras and peripherals. It's like, it's actually affordable compared to what it is. I don't think it comes with the batteries, but it has like an extension cable going out. And I bet if I cut open that cable, I'll either die or I'll find standard wire outs and I could rig them up to something else or a power converter to get it right to the right voltage.
Yeah, you'd have to send them into something to regulate that for electronics. I'm sure power tools are not as sensitive as a camera is to fluctuations, but
anyway, it's not Ryobi days and we're not sponsored by them.
I don't know how to define this, but power is also used as like a qualifier for other things, like the power of friendship, the power of love.
Those are just different types of powers.
Yeah, that's not spawning any interesting thoughts. My brain is activity plummeting.
You know what's underrated and also looks really fun? The power of water. And specifically, there are tables that I don't even know what kind of science it is. People who study rivers and river erosion and things of that nature. There are these tables where it's like at a slight angle and you can fill it with sand or dirt or rocks or whatever. You fill it with some sort of medium, and then there's a pump where water runs. Water is fed to the top and then it runs down the way that it would in like a river stream situation, and then it gets to the bottom, it's collected and pumped back, so it's like a continuous flowing thing. But then they do research and in these tables they'll literally just like set it up and just like, oh, what if I draw a squiggly line, what happens? And they turn it on and they watch the water just like make a miniature Grand Canyon. Or they're like, oh, well, what happens if I just put one little thingy, where's it gonna go? And that sort of stuff, I don't even know what that's called or what that science is. Riverology, probably. And water is impressively powerful given enough time, even against like rocks and whatnot. It's very cool.
Water's crazy. Yeah, no, I agree. I don't know what you're referring to, but it sounds really cool. There's also like big water research labs that look at waves and how they propagate, and there's entire giant pools
where they can generate waves. Oh, those are cool.
To specific rhythms rhythms and patterns and absolutes.
Have you seen the one where they can generate the static waves, where it is a wave, but it looks like it's perfectly still water that just has like ripples in it, because it's at a frequency where it's like it's going and reflecting back at the exact same frequency. And the water looks like it's perfectly still, but like wavy.
What about when you take 2 2-liter bottles and you have water and you make the water tornado?
That is cool. Not as cool as what Bob's talking about, though. That is cool, though.
A little bit more accessible for most people. Not everyone can just have a giant wave generator.
So I'm going to tabulate the points, unless you guys got any last minute power things to put into here.
Power of evil. Power of D's nuts.
I mean, D's nuts is pretty good. The power of the internet. The power of men in Helldivers.
Is it men specifically? Because there are definitely...
I know there are women that play. Are there female character models, or is it only men?
Oh, do you not have your game set to randomize your Helldiver when you inevitably die?
Oh, maybe not, actually. I don't know.
I think there's like 2 male, 2 female voices than there are like male and female body types, yeah.
You're missing out if you're not getting the female voice actress, because one of them is just like, oh, sweet liberty, my leg! It's really funny. Not today! It's just like really great.
Power of your ass.
Okay, that made me laugh. All right, that's it. Let's tabulate. We did a great discussion. None of you brought up, however, things that were going to be worth double points, which was Lady Dometre, which is all about power, and it's not sexual. And anyway, Bob, you got points for the following bylaws. Blood. What was that for?
I don't remember.
Blood sugar. That's right. Your blood sugar was low.
Bylaws and blood.
All right. Paw punch. You got a hate point in there. Oddly, not for the paw punch. Power wheels. TikTok child labor. Hand power. Poop poetry. Ryobi. Water nerd. Helldivers. And ass. I'll calculate that in a second. Wade, you got 1 snob point. A point for reverse heat. I think that was for taking heaters and putting them in reverse. I think that's genius beyond our understanding. You got a nerd point for Power Rangers. I'll give you a point for electric computer, because I thought it was funny that you would imply there was anything else.
Hey, there are other kinds of power. Have you not seen the gas-powered computer, okay, on YouTube? You should check it out. There are other kinds.
I still think it's generating electricity, but all right. +1 for dreaming of retirement. You just talked so far fondly about that neighborhood with all the golf carts. There's 1 callback to Pluto point. Point for I got it. Point for honk pop. Screw you, Bruce. 1 P point and power thirst. Reverse heat, Power Rangers, electric computer, dreaming retirement, callback to Pluto, I got it, honk pop, screw you, Bruce, P point and power thirst. So that's 11. Bob, bylaws, uh-oh, blood, paw punch, hate point, power wheels, TikTok child labor, hand power, poop poetry, Ryobi, water nerd, hell divers, and ass.
Oh, snap.
With 12 points. And you saw me count. That's the counting of fairness here. Bob wins. But Bob, how do you feel? Powerful?
Very powerful. Yeah, I haven't felt this powerful since I broke all my toilets by shitting in them. I mean, since Wade broke my toilets.
Winner speech.
You know, it feels good. Wielding this kind of power is not for everybody. Very dangerous. Could definitely hurt the wrong person, Wade. And, you know, you gotta be responsible. With great power comes winning the episode. That's what Uncle Ben taught us.
Wade, how do you feel being powerless?
If I'm Captain Ahab and a boat is my white whale, I caught one today in my imagination. And honestly, you can tell me I'm powerless, but I feel all the more powerful for having survived this episode.
Bob, congratulations. Thank you, everybody at home, for listening. May power be unto you. Have the power to be better. There's power in all of us. Why don't you have power? Thank you for watching and or listening. Have a good day. Join the subreddit for intense discussions on how we're great at our jobs.
Don't find us.
Don't you dare look for us off this platform. Don't do it. Podcast out.